there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. With Mitzvah Day approaching, volunteers from around the world are already preparing many charity projects in light of the cost of the Ukraine war, rising food, essentials and fuel costs. And in the United Kingdom, where the celebrated day primarily takes place, many charitable activities are already happening, such as the Holland Park Synagogue receiving essentials and supplies for Kyiv, United Synagogue staff preparing presents for children supported by various charities during Hanukkah and the festive period, and at the Jewish Community Center in London, which is planning to distribute more than 250,000 meals to neighbors in need. Mitzvah Day Chief Executive Stuart Diamond attended an Interfaith Remembrance Sunday service where donations were already being received. Diamond defined the forthcoming event as people from all faiths coming together to collectively assist society as a whole through a range of volunteer projects whilst building interfaith understanding and respect for one another. News from Australia now, and New South Wales Labour leader Chris Minns has pledged to implement effective measures to promote safety and security measures for all faiths should his party be elected next year. Addressing a meeting opened by New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Darren Bach, which also included leaders from Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist and other faith groups, Minns condemned threats to all faiths and announced that he would establish a New South Wales Faith Affairs Council, introduce legislation to make religious vilification unlawful, and refer the Anti-Discrimination Act to the New South Wales Law Reform Commission for review. Also in attendance was New South Wales Jewish Board of Directors President David Ossip, who welcomed the strong leadership and commitment demonstrated by the Labour Party, adding that safety and security is a vital issue facing the New South Wales Jewish community. Be careful what you say. One said, words are never forgotten. Jewish organizations in Montreal, Canada are concerned about a controversial rapper who is due to perform early next month at the Olympia Theatre. Freeze Colleoni, a French rapper, has been noted for anti-Semitic and Holocaust denial outbursts by the organizations, adding that he is also on record for making offensive remarks about blacks and Asians. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs has condemned Colleoni's ignorant and hateful rhetoric and has cited many examples of Freeze's lyrics, one of which encourages building an empire like the young Adolf Hitler, determined by big ambitions like the young Adolf Hitler. Along with other groups, B'nai B'rith wants the show cancelled. So far, the Olympia administration has declined to comment. However, an unnamed source at the venue has defended Corleone on the grounds of freedom of speech. The European Jewish Association recently hosted a delegation of European parliamentarians and Jewish leaders following a tour of what was once Krakow's Jewish Quarter and the Auschwitz concentration camp on the 84th anniversary of Kristallnacht, considered the day the Nazi regime began its persecution of the Jewish people. Whilst reflecting on how Europe's Jews were murdered for two reasons, being hatred and cynical politicians, they noted that anti-Semitism is now on the rise in Europe again along similar lines, along with a combination of anti-Israel, growing Muslim immigrant populations. All were in agreement that although individual countries have introduced educational programs to counter growing anti-Semitism, a cooperative European educational policy is needed in both schools and on social media, where hate speech and anti-Semitism grows daily without any form of sanction. And since 1999, a program called Birthright Israel has so far conducted 10-day visits for 800,000 young Jewish adults, which introduces them to Israel's ancient history, traditions, and present-day accomplishments. Researchers claim that the program significantly enhances their connection to the Jewish state and a commitment to leading consistent Jewish-related lives. The finding is based on recent analyses conducted by the Pew Research Center survey, which found that participants of the Birthright Israel program showed more attachment to Israel, a greater sense of belonging to the Jewish people, felt a lot in common with Israeli Jews, and more likely would have a Jewish spouse as opposed to those having not been exposed to the program. Birthright Israel CEO Gidi Mark says that the Birthright Israel program has proved to be a successful social Jewish venture, having a great impact on the Jewish people's future, adding that it creates meaningful changes in Jewish identity and engagement. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.